Sup, you beautiful listeners. Hope you're having a fantastic Monday. Welcome back to the Evan and Caitlin podcast. Buckle up, hit that like button. Let's just jump into it.
Okay, that was good. It also is relevant for what we're doing today.
So for those of you guys who don't know, Philip DeFranco, he's been on YouTube for a long time. He has a new show, but he also has, and in that new show, that's the intro that he uses, but he also has a podcast. And recently, he's been playing this very interesting card game. It's a set from the Skin Deep, not sponsored or anything, but we have a few different sets and they have very personal and deep questions on them. And we haven't looked at any of these.
We have not. And there's a bunch of different sets. We just bought all of them. There's the coworker set.
Which is relevant to us.
Yeah.
As coworkers.
The dating edition. We did date.
Yeah.
The couples edition for like long term.
And the friends edition.
So like we have experience in all of those categories.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hop into this. Which one do you want to start with first?
I don't know.
Let's just choose a long term one. Let's
go straight to like probably the deepest.
Okay.
Let me just back up a second. These questions, even like when he busts out the friends ones or the coworkers ones, they're pretty deep. Are you reading?
I'm reading the how to play.
Oh, okay. Isn't the how to play you just take turns answering questions?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. We just draw the card and we answer the question, right? So we can decide if we want to both answer the question or if we want to.
I think let's both answer it. If we want to. Let's
play it by ear.
Play it by ear.
Let's just
jump into it. Okay. How to play. Sit facing one another with a foot distance between you.
That's very specific. Also not COVID friendly.
And that's this is the friends edition. 1 foot apart.
That's like your face is 1 foot apart? That means if you're facing each other,
1 foot of distance
you're
between
like
you.
In that person's lap.
Now, take 30 seconds to relax and look at one another. You probably won't take the full 30 seconds.
No, that'd be really bad for podcast. You're closer than a foot.
I've invaded your personal space. Person one begins by asking a question and they answer it. Continue back and forth until you're through all the questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting instructions.
Okay. I'll ask the first question.
Okay.
What is it about me that makes you think I understand you?
There's a lot of... I don't know, this is interesting because it's like... I just know that you understand me, so I'm trying to put it into words about like the specific reasons why. One is because we talk a lot, honestly. So like we're over communicating all the time about everything. And I say over communicating not like
in a bad
way. I call it over communicating because it's I think more than most people talk and analyze things, but it's normal for us. But yeah, we give each other the time to communicate our thoughts and feelings, so I feel understood by you. And
it's also interesting thinking back, like going back in time. So this is the Friends edition. We could even like kind of
I thought you said Couples edition.
Oh no, this is the Friends edition.
Okay.
That I started with, just because like you know to ramp it up.
No, I'm just saying because you had said long term earlier,
yeah.
And
I swapped right.
I'm just
right
trying
away.
To fill in the people.
So I think it's interesting because we can think about this question like even back when we were just friends for 4 years. What is it about me that makes you think that I understand you? We had a really good understanding right away.
Uh-huh.
Like we worked great together in English class.
We did. You know what's funny is we made a video together in English class.
Guys, it's so cringe. And don't even ask. We're not going to share it.
I don't even know where to find it.
It's so cringe.
It was me, you, and there's one other girl in our group, and didn't we? It was all about like freshmen fighting on campus.
Yeah, it was about communication skills.
Yeah, but it was like one of us was your girlfriend, and one of us was like jealous. I don't remember.
It was so dumb. I just remember
like being in that girl's closet, and I was like, I don't even know this girl.
But it's interesting because we had a really good understanding of each other right from the beginning. We would like go to each other for advice and we would
we'd have a lot of meals together.
A lot of meals together.
Class.
We were dance partners together.
That's
and
true.
Even
and
like
you need a lot of nonverbal communication
you need
for that.
A lot of nonverbal communication for that.
Yeah.
It's all about like good lead and good following and stuff. And,
yeah.
And we had that right from the beginning.
That's very interesting.
It's very interesting. And we still have good nonverbal communication skills.
We do.
Even better.
Yeah.
Years of practice.
we have that very much that like if we're in a group of people, we can like look at each other.
Yeah.
And know what the other one, know if the other one's like, okay, I'm ready to go home now. Or like, can you help me escape?
Yeah, that's great. So
are you opening another pack?
I'm opening another pack just to like stay ahead of things.
I'm just trying to like say it because people can't see what you're doing. And like at first I thought we were doing the relationship. So I was answering more in terms of like our relationship than
the friends.
Friends. So now you're opening the coworkers edition.
Well, no, I was thinking you can draw from either. Do you want to draw from the friends or the coworkers? You
know, I think we should stick to just friends.
Oh, and no, tell me now, after all these years, on our podcast, you're going to tell me.
Would you rather we be just coworkers? No, I was saying, like, if we're going to do this for more than one podcast, wouldn't it make more sense to be, would it make more sense to stick to categories, or do you think it doesn't really matter?
I don't think it really matters. Okay. I think it's fun to explore around. It's interesting because also like then like we can do a little bit of friends, a little bit of coworkers, a little bit of dating, a little bit of long-term.
Thumbnail later.
This is just us exploring this dangerous and personal card game.
Okay, cool. I will open the coworkers edition. When do we get along the best?
Ooh, we get along the best when we're not under time pressure.
Yes.
I think that's like, that's the only thing that complicates us getting along. Because we always get along.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing that like throws us off is when we're in a rush and we're not doing the things that we normally do. Like communicating, planning, and you know, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So time pressure is the only thing that like, I think throws us off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Not too much more to add.
If you could
we
have,
should keep our discard piles separate, by the way, so we know like what they go with. Like actually maybe even put them underneath, you know?
I think that we'll just turn them over, but we'll put them back in upside down once we're done.
Okay.
Yeah. But we'll have different discard piles.
Okay. I'm just worried about the logistics of the put them in the caps.
No, because they're different colored.
Oh, you're right.
They're colored. Yeah, we'll be fine.
Oh, sorry.
If you could have a skill set or trait of mine, what would it be and why?
3D modeling.
Oh.
And like not just 3D modeling, but the type of brain that can picture 3D objects and their relationship together.
I think it's one of those things that really just the more you 3D model, the more you think in 3D.
Yeah.
Kind of like I'm sure you think in edits now.
I do think in edits. And I also just a more like one-to-one comparison is I think in Illustrator often.
Yeah, like in 2D planes.
I think in like 2D planes, yeah.
Yeah, but I think just like, because I did it for so many years, I can kind of like picture the like extrusions and rotations and chamfers and all of that all in 3D.
But it's also, but it's partially that, but it's also like...
My whole life.
I was going to say, it's partially the like, I know I could just go in and learn Fusion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that learning Fusion would help with this other thing I'm about to mention. But part of it is just like your ability to picture how 3D objects will fit together in your head. You know, a lot of times when we're sketching ideas, like I have to ask you so many times, I'm like, is this the front view? Is this the top view? How big is that? What is this part? You know, and like it just takes my brain a little bit longer to process what your brain is seeing.
Yeah. I think that's one of those things is that like I'm not always a subscriber of the like idea of do how many hours
like
and
the 10,000 hours
the 10,000 hours or whatever and then like you'll become a master at that or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm a master at all, but I think it's one of those things that like there's no way to do it. There's no way to get that unless you like put in those thousands of hours, which I probably have by now, which is crazy. I'm not sure if it's 10,000 hours, but it's a lot of hours. I want to actually answer the same thing for you.
Okay.
One thing that I wish that I could take from you in terms of like skills and everything, skill set or trait. I think the trait is like, because I get us into things, but you get us through them. You have like the gumption and determination and like steadfastness to like get us through things. So I think that's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I guess I answered more the skill set part than the trait. It's interesting you say that because if I was going to pick the trait, it would kind of be like your side of that equation, which is like I am often more fearful about starting new things and I get a lot of stress. Like when we sign up for something new and I'm like, oh God, what do we get ourselves into? Can we even do this? And I don't feel good about it until like we're partway through it and I know we can do it.
It's interesting. I wonder if those two are like somewhat incompatible because you think of the entire journey.
That's all in its entirety.
And all that. And that's like the gumption and you knowing that you're going to follow through with it. And I just like think of the first step. And that's why I just jump into things. So maybe they're a little bit incompatible, which is why you need two people. So
that's a good point.
Good coworker skills.
Good job, coworker.
Okay. So should we move back to Friends? I want to do another Friends.
Okay.
I like jumping back and forth. Ooh, I like this. When did you realize that you could trust me? That's like a time question.
Yeah. Well, I think there's lots of little moments. And most of them happened when we were friends, like before we were in a relationship.
Yeah.
Just like, this is a very, very shallow example, but it's literally like one of our first interactions. But like, you helped me with my computer when we were new on campus and I had a Mac and like there weren't good instructions for how to get your Mac set up on the network and I didn't know how to do it. And you were just, I don't know, you were very like welcoming and confident and you were just like, oh yeah, I got that. And I was like, okay, thank you. But that would probably be like literally the first example.
Yeah.
But again, a very shallow one. I think the others are, it kind of goes back to our frequent talks during our frequent classes and meals
about
together.
Life and relationships.
Yeah. Well, we talked a lot about like relationships.
Yeah. Relationships are confusing. At least they were especially confusing before I started dating you.
Yeah. And then they got like very,
very easy.
Very easy.
I was always wondering like, how do you know when you found the one and how, and I, you know, everyone's journey is different. You know, every person is different and every relationship is different. But for me, at least, I was like, when I knew, and that was, it was very easy. Mm-hmm. And I always wondered how I'd know. And then I knew, and I was like, oh, that's anyways. But like before I started dating you, we had a lot of concerns and questions about life and relationships.
Yeah.
And
we would often go to each other for like advice on our current relationships.
Like, is this normal?
Yeah. Cause interestingly, it's like, you know, I had female friends and male friends, and my female friends I would talk to about it, but like my male friends, I didn't really feel comfortable talking to them about it. And so it was helpful for me to get like a guy's perspective, and you were my only guy friend that I like trusted to talk about that stuff with.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think back upon those times.
It's weird. It's really
let's
weird.
Go to dating. Speaking of dating, let's move to the dating pack.
Okay, my turn.
Okay.
Okay. Which one do you want me to do?
You can do that one. You can do that one.
What would your ex say they taught you?
I'm not sure what they would say, but I'll say something. My ex taught me that you really have to communicate and like not, I don't know. I don't want to be critical.
I think I have a way to put it, but I don't want to answer for you. It's only because we've talked so long about it.
We've talked all about exes and everything.
I think like one really valuable lesson from the relationship, the long-term relationship you're in before me,
mm-hmm.
is that, you know, someone might think that they're, you know, when you like go through a change or change something about yourself, you know, you can change for yourself or you can change for other people. And it's kind of hard sometimes to know
where
who you're changing for.
Yeah.
And I think what that person taught you is if you're not changing for the right reasons, or if you're projecting that you're one type of person when you're actually the old type of person. So it's all kind of vague, but like you can't keep that up forever.
Can't keep that forever. Yeah.
And so it's like better just to be yourself and be very aware of like, if you are trying to change something about yourself, what are the reasons for that?
Yeah. I'd say, what would your ex say they taught you? To ask more questions at the beginning of the relationship.
Mm.
To summarize it that way. And to, like, really get into, like, deep questions right at the beginning, because both of us are like long-term dating people generally. Mm-hmm. And like we're looking for long-term relationships and everything. And I think that when you are looking for that long-term relationship, if you are like dancing around issues and trying to be someone else for one reason or another, then it's good to let the other person know about that.
Yeah. Like, and I think there's no point continuing if there's some major red flags that could have been cleared up in the very beginning.
Yeah. And who knows if they're red flags or not until you bring them out into the open and talk about them, you know?
That's true.
And I think that like that does show up in our relationship when, before we even started dating, before we even told each other, did we tell each other that we liked each other before
the
talk?
Okay. It was the same talk.
Okay. So we told each other that we liked each other, and then we had the full talk of like, and I'm not saying that this is the way to do things.
I feel like we could only do this because we had already been friends for a really long time and already talked about a lot of deep things.
Yeah, it'd be kind of weird to like not like meet someone and then say like, let's talk about all these deep things. I don't know. It might work. It might not work.
Depends on your personalities.
Depends on your personalities. But like getting all of that out and open in the beginning, I think that was something that I learned.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to ask one?
See, this is why it's like a deeply personal and sometimes dangerous card game.
Yeah.
It's especially dangerous if you haven't talked about all these things. Could you imagine?
Maybe people should play this card game together.
Yeah. Dating. Go through it. Start with the friends and then maybe go to the dating.
Yeah.
Or just go straight to the dating.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is interesting. I'm very interested in these questions. What are you healing in you?
What are you healing in you?
So it's like, is there anything right now that you're still healing from?
I mean, I would say one thing, this is more like, this is kind of like, it's work, but work is very personal to us because it's like our whole lives. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a long time, and we talked about this a little bit with our like imposter syndrome episode and stuff. There's a long time where like I felt like our channel was on the right path but not quite there, and I felt like I didn't really fit into it, and I wasn't sure like, am I contributing enough, like am I good enough at making things to be part of a maker channel when I'm kind of new to this? And I think like what we've done over time is adjust the channel, and now I feel like it is a more accurate representation of like who I am and my skill set, and I don't have as much fear that I'm like coming off as pretending that I'm something I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's not a very deep answer for a potentially very deep card.
Yeah. Well, and you know, we're in a lucky place where we've kind of gotten past a lot of things in our life, you know, to get here, and you know, we're no longer like healing from that much. I mean, like
this is also, you know, like there are probably other things I could bring up, but because this is a podcast, not a private game where we're playing just with each other, there are some things that maybe I won't bring up.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's true. It's true. Yeah. Where? Oh, wait. Do you want to?
Oh, yeah.
It's my turn. Yeah.
I'm picking and choosing. Okay. This is an interesting like wording. If I had no fear whatsoever, what do you think is the first thing I would do?
Ooh. If you had no fear whatsoever, what is the first thing?
Yeah, so it's like you assuming things about me.
Oh.
If I had no fear whatsoever, what do you think is the first thing I'd do?
Pause our YouTube career and go travel. Just being realistic.
Taking away, well, I guess I wouldn't have fear of COVID.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. You know, excusing the current worldwide pandemic, that'd be my answer. How does that stack up?
It's interesting because, like, I was trying to figure out my answer in my head. And I do think that generally, it would be to be less afraid of just like taking a month off or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because we did. We used to travel a lot. That's the biggest fear
in our life right now, in a way.
Yeah, like, is like losing momentum on the channel.
We're at a good place. We're at a really good place.
We don't want to hurt it.
Yeah, I like what our life is right now, and I don't want to hurt it.
Yeah.
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 It's interesting. All right, now we're moving into the long-term, the long-term couples edition. Okay, this is an interesting one. What do you think you still don't understand about me?
What do I still not understand about you?
And I'll try to think of the same.
Yeah, because I'm curious, like, what your answer, like, what do you feel that I don't understand about you?
It's hard because we have talked about so much. Like we'll go for like walks and everything, and we'll just like talk about whatever comes into our minds.
Mm-hmm. I can answer something that like took me longer than most things to understand about you. And it's like, it's kind of a weird, somewhat like might sound, I don't know, silly or like petty example of something, but it's something that like, it wasn't from when we first started dating. It was kind of like when earbuds became a thing. Wireless earbuds became a thing.
I know what it is going to be.
So Evan is someone who like almost always has an audiobook or like a podcast. Like, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts too, but you have like that and audiobook. So there's like always something. And I used to like, I wouldn't always know when he had his earbuds in. And so I would like say something to him and you wouldn't respond, and I get really frustrated because I'm like, is he just ignoring me? Like, hello? Hello? And then even once, you know, I started realizing, like, because it's, you know, I would realize shortly after that you have an earbud in, but I would still get kind of annoyed sometimes because we'd be like doing something and then there would be like a pause in the conversation.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, 5 minute break, I'll listen to my earbud. But like, I wouldn't have an earbud. Like, I wouldn't have a thing in, and like, I wouldn't know. And then I'd say something and I'd be like, did you turn your book back on? But I think things
have equalized some.
Yeah. I think the thing is I adjusted. So I know like if we are doing something long-term together, like if we're driving somewhere or we're both like working on some monotonous task in the workshop, like I've learned that if like I have my earbud on too, and then like if there's like a, you know, a break, like sometimes we're talking and then there'll be like a little break and I can kind of tell more now when you go into like listening mode, so then like I'll go into listening mode for a little bit, and then we're better about like pausing to talk and both of us being understanding like about the other one having something in their ear, and that it's not that like they don't want to hang out or chat with you, because I think I used to take it like, well, I don't have my earbud in to like play and meet as soon as there's like a lull in conversation. I think I used to take it like, am I boring? Yeah, you're not really am I boring, but like, I don't know.
I think it was like,
I didn't really,
three things. Because one, when you brought up that concern and you explained your feelings to me, like we try to do a lot, I think that to a certain degree, I did become more understanding of it. Mm-hmm. I tried to listen to it when I had longer chunks.
Yeah.
More like instead of just like 5 minutes here and there, like more constantly, I tried to like know when I'd have a longer period of time and like concentrate it in those sections.
Or like sometimes you'd give me a heads up.
Yeah. And I think another thing is you started like saying like, hey, Evan, and then you'd wait for me to like, you'd give me the heads up. Then you'd like wait for me to like look over and everything, and then would chat. So then that way you don't feel like you're being ignored.
I'm not having to like repeat things.
But I think the biggest thing is when you started listening to audiobooks too. Podcasts also.
I think that was part of it, but for a long time, I listened to them. I didn't really get earbuds till we got our, like, I didn't find any I liked till we got our Raycons, not sponsored. I don't know why I knocked on wood.
I think the biggest thing is, like, yeah, like, you saying, like, hey, Evan, and then, so it's like, we just, like, learned how to communicate with that barrier.
But I think it took me a while to understand that, like, your brain, especially like when you get into those long-term tasks, like you really need that other thing going on. And so it's not that like us being out there together is, it's not that it was like, oh, you didn't want to chat with me. No. It was just like, you assume that there would probably be like a lull in the conversation. And when you're doing this by yourself, you usually have your earbud on. So you have it out there just in case, you know what I mean?
And it's a habit that I kind of got into while I was working for years. Like, because when you're doing 3D modeling, you're not using words. You know, you're using, like, dimensions and all of that stuff. And there's a lot of, there's some chunk of my work where, like, I knew I'm going to get so bored if I don't have something else on. So that was, like, a solution I developed for myself, and I kind of got used to it. And then when we started working together.
Yeah.
And just in our personal life. Mm-hmm. When I was also working. So, yeah. What do you still...
I'll answer it too. Yeah, what do you still... What do you think you still don't... Well, yeah, I kind of twisted it because I said, like, one thing that I didn't that took me a while to get.
I think that for me...
And the, just to reiterate that, the question, it's what do you think you still don't understand about me?
I think I can't... Like, I'm very... We're both very lucky that we... don't have really any good answers for this because we're at a good understanding place. But I think, like you said, one thing that took me a while to understand was like how Caitlin approaches being right. and like how... How best to have, like...
I'm sorry for the way that I am.
No. I love you. And I accept all of you. And this is something that I've learned, you know? And it wasn't that difficult, but it did take me a while because oftentimes when we would discuss something that we weren't fully on the same page about or Caitlin had very strong feelings about, she would, like... She has kind of this way that she talks and this way that she goes about, like, making arguments because... Caitlin is very organized, and she keeps track of a lot in her head. And she has them all lined up in a row whenever, like, a discussion needs to happen. So she'd kind of go through them all and, like, make a lot of points, and you'd have a lot to say. And I'm kind of like, la, 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 let me talk about my feelings, and let me, like, figure things out as I go and everything. And, you know, there's a discrepancy there that isn't bad, but there is a difference. Mm-hmm. In a way, in how we go about making points and everything. And, like, for the longest time, like, for some reason, based on, like, my own past and life and everything, how Caitlin would go about, like, making these points, I interpreted it as her being upset with me. And that's not what it was. But, like, if I personally took her style of... discussion as her being upset, then I would become upset, which would make her upset in real life. And so that she wasn't upset, but now she is upset, you know? So it's like, that was like something that took us a little bit to figure out.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if I'm describing it the best. I'd be interested to get your take on that too.
Yeah. It's interesting because it's not really like I've known that I am a right fighter.
I was going to use new words.
Sometimes. When I think that I'm right.
Hard to sway your opinion. We've gotten there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're one of the few people. No. I mean, I'll sway my opinion. But it's usually when it comes, it's like, depends on what the thing is.
Yeah.
I have a very like, if it's something about the principle of the thing, you know, if it's like, oh, what's better, this option or this option, you know, you could sway my opinion. But if it's like a right or wrong kind of principle, but so anyways, yeah. So I've always known I'm like a right fighter, especially if I'm fighting for like the principle of the thing. But I think the thing that I didn't realize before we started dating is that like the way that I like the way my voice gets when I'm in that mode. Because I always saw it as my, like, almost more like I'm, like, presenting my facts to you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm presenting my points. Or I'm presenting...
Kind of like you're at a business meeting and you're making a presentation.
Yeah, it's like my presentation mode.
Yeah.
but from the outside, it comes off as a kind of like aggressive, argumentative mode. And there would be times where you were like, are you angry at me? And I literally wouldn't be angry. my tone of voice would read as angry. Yeah. Even if like I frustrated or something.
And that's on me too. Like maybe I'm sensitive towards that or something.
Yeah, but it was just like me being like passionately feeling something, but not with like anger behind it. Just like feeling very strongly about a thing.
Yeah. And I think that was the thing that took me a little bit to figure out in general.
Yeah, but now just like ask each other if we're having doubts.
Yeah, we haven't had any like issues around that in a long time.
No, it's been a long time.
Yeah. Which one do you want to do next? These all have been interesting. Let's honestly.
Do coworkers. We haven't done a coworkers in a bit.
Let's do coworkers. Who asked last?
I don't know. We both kind of answer, so.
Do you think we have an unspoken value? Oh no. What do you think is an unspoken value we have in our organization? Wholesomeness.
Yeah, but what's unspoken? Because we actually have spoken about wholesomeness.
Okay, unspoken value. Okay, I'll add something that we haven't like clarified in a long time. And I think that this is something we have touched upon on the podcast on how to start a YouTube channel. One unspoken value that we have in our organization, I think between us, is our clear priority for us to maintain happiness internally. And I think that like, you know, there's a lot of external things that we project. Like we want to be fairly family friendly. We want to be fairly wholesome. We want to be uplifting and positive and all of these things. But I think internally it's something that we don't say too much that like the whole reason why we started this company in a way is to be together and have, and be happier and everything. And also to be able to make content that where we are happy and where we are spreading positivity, we need to be happy ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we also don't want to burn out and like have this be a short fuse of a venture and everything. So it's like, we want to like, like keep that a high priority in a way.
Yeah. Which is why like I know, for example, around the beginning of this year, we changed from doing 3 videos a month to 2 videos a month. And the channel could grow a lot faster if we did 3 or go and back to 4, which we used to do a long time ago.
Or with a podcast, why we moved to every other week. And that has been nice.
Yeah. And it's all because like if we get too burnt out, if we get too stressed out, then we're not going to be happy. And so, that's, even though this is the coworker card and it's more about like business, our life and our business are basically the same thing.
They're very meshed.
Yeah. Or when people are like, I wish you guys would spend less time on the gaming channel and more time making things. We're like, too bad. Gaming channel is a stress reliever and like it makes us happy.
Yeah. And like we wouldn't be able to make as good videos if we weren't happy. Mm-hmm. And the gaming makes us happy. And also, you know, the whole gaming channel has made us better about improv and talking and interacting with the audience. And it's made our main channel videos better too, I think.
Yeah, we're a lot better at winging intros. Remember how long intros used to take us?
We could
spend a whole day on an intro.
So long. Do you want to do one from the friends?
Yeah.
Do that one.
In what ways do you feel like we've grown apart?
Oh, that's one that doesn't really like make sense here.
Yeah, that's why I was confused about why you're like, do it. Like,
you know, let's try to oh, this is kind of strange, but like as friends, what do you do as friends? You go out to movies. You like, you know, hang out with other friends and go on adventures and stuff like that. Most of like your time as friends is doing friend stuff, you know, and we are really good friends. You're my best friend and I love you and you're my wife and all these other things. But it's like, we haven't made too much time in our life for friendship activities. We haven't gone on like vacations or gone to the movies or whatever. You know, we still watch TV every now and then for like a short period of time every day.
Play video games together.
Oh, play video games together. You're right.
No, that's true though. I mean, again, COVID stuff aside, because you know no one's doing that. I do think when we it's not really when we started the channel. A part of it is also like the job you had before starting the channel. You know, you would have to work sometimes like 12-hour days, many days a week, sometimes on weekends, like all this extra time was required. And so there wasn't a ton of time to just like
live,
do other stuff.
Life things, yeah.
You know? So...
And that is something that we've been working towards, and we've made so much progress, y'all. Oh man, like in terms of like freeing up our life a little bit.
Yeah,
guys, today earlier, we got our AC fixed a little bit, and I power rat washed the outside of the house, y'all. You don't understand how like taking like an impromptu like house maintenance task on is. Like we don't do that.
No. No, we don't.
It's just,
if it's not a video, it doesn't happen.
If it's not a video, it doesn't happen. If it's not like a high priority thing, it doesn't happen. I think that like we are getting to a better place after cutting down on a lot of things and finding the balance. And like, you know, even starting new things and exploring things and learning and figuring out how much we want to do this and how much we want to do that and what the right balance of all these different things are. It's been a journey of self-discovery and like discovery as a business and everything. But I feel like we're getting to the point where like we are starting to make room for other things again, which is fun.
Yeah, like normal life things. Yeah.
But I'm excited. I'm excited to go on a date with you.
Me too. I want to go on a date so bad.
I want to go on a date so bad. Okay.
Right now, our like closest thing to a date is being in the In-N-Out drive-thru line, which sometimes lasts 45 minutes. But we'll just like hang out and chit-chat.
Because like the fun thing about going on a date is like all the chit-chat that goes around it and stuff.
And like you're away from your house. You can't get distracted by being in your house, you know?
And all the things you have to do there and everything. So yeah, just being away and not able to do anything else. And just having those conversations that just naturally happen there, that has been fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What advice do you have for me right now? This is from the dating edition.
What advice do I have for you right now?
Yes. That's a good sign.
Well, but I also, it's kind of hard because it's like, what do you mean right now? Do you mean right now in this literal moment? My advice is like, take a sip of water. I've been drinking all your drink. You know, you need to hydrate. Like, what is...
like in our relationship.
Yeah, but that's like right now is in our like this year or like right now in this moment.
Is there anything that I'm not doing well that in areas I could like improve in our relationship?
Or I think it doesn't have to be like a part of our relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
It just says advice.
Not to put you on the spot or anything.
I mean, I don't really know. It's like you're pretty on top of your stuff, you know? Like there are some things where like the way we approach things is slightly different, but that doesn't mean that one way is better than the other.
I think there's one thing that some advice that I want to give myself for our relationship. I want to, and this again goes back to time and priority, just because we've been prioritizing our business a lot. And then we've been prioritizing just like spending time together. But one thing that I want to do again is like when we do the like Nerf gun battle like dating thing, you know, like will you date me or like these like
you can't just say that without context.
Okay, when I asked Caitlin if she wanted to date me, we did it via Nerf gun battle, or like the scavenger hunt or like silly little gifts,
so like little or, like cute romantic things.
I want to make more time for me to like plan and execute stuff like that again. It'd be easier if we weren't in the middle of a pandemic. But I know I could do some fun, creative, romantic stuff. But like, you know, we've given ourselves like the passes on that. just because work is such a high priority. And then after that, the main thing we want to do is just spend time together.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, and it's like if I was planning a like relationship surprise, I'd be taking time away from us just like
hanging
watching
out.
TV together or going for a walk or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the thing, because we used to both do a lot more surprises, but you need that extra time to spend alone in order to make it happen. And spending time alone is just not priority over spending time together.
Yeah, that's true.
I also think, like, you know, the like, you know, the love languages or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, gifts is not the love language for either of us.
No.
And even though the surprise isn't always a gift, sometimes it's like
An experience or something.
You know, yeah. We do like the experiences, but there's not too many again
places we can go right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think like for both of us, quality time, which is another one of the love languages, is higher up on the list than gifts, which is why I think it makes sense that like that
isn't gets there priority. Like a romantic gestures love language or something?
There's affection, like physical affection, acts of service, which is like I'm doing the dishes to show that I love you.
Yeah.
You know, or like I'm mowing the lawn to show that I love you. There's gifts. There's quality time. I feel like there's one more. Maybe.
I guess we're not too good at love languages.
I don't know. We know
each other's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Long-term question.
Long-term relationship question? Yeah.
Oh, this is interesting. At what moment did you realize choosing me was a great idea? Because we both had crushes on each other.
Yeah, during college.
During college. And then, like, it was the relationship was, like, a lot more sudden. And it's interesting.
Yeah, we did very suddenly get into a relationship. What?
I think it kind of just smacked me in the face. Like, when, we have a whole podcast on how we started dating and everything. But I think that when we started hanging out together, because like, you know, we were single for a while, for a little bit, and we were living like our own lives and everything. And then when we started hanging out again, I realized my life was just so much better. Mm-hmm. Like with you in it. And we got along so well, and I don't know, it just like clicked.
Yeah.
There wasn't a single moment.
Yeah.
But like,
and it was also, and like some of the moments, I think, like that example, aren't, it's more like moments where we realize that we thought the other person was the right person for us. Not that we chose correctly, because saying like, what was the moment, when did you realize choosing me was a great idea? Like that insinuates that you had the realization after you already got together. But I think we had those realizations before we were even dating. Which is why this is kind of a weird question.
For us
yeah. Specifically.
It's kind of like there's all these puzzle pieces, and then we are both single and we're hanging out and everything just fell into place.
Yeah.
Or something.
I think
because like we had known each other for so long, so we already knew all these compatibility things. It's like we knew we were compatible in all these different ways.
I think one interesting thing for me, and this is going back to before we were dating, but this is when I had a crush on you junior year. And like how I don't know exactly when I realized it, but I had gone through some not great relationships, like a series of a few not great ones in a row. And like through all of those troubles, I was talking things out with you. You were like one of my soundboards, you know, trying to figure that stuff out. And of course you were in a relationship at the time, in a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
But I just had this realization of like, man, there's a lot of just, I don't want to say, like, I'm trying to choose my words carefully. There's a lot of people out there that haven't
fully developed. Hopefully.
Yeah. Or just like, you know, there's a lot of different types of relationships that work for people. And those relationships don't work for me. And I was finding out a lot about the types of relationships that don't work. And like, you were such a constant in my life, and we like communicated so well, and a lot of my issues in my relationships went back to like not good communication, and like I wanted to try to work things out with words, and like if things for me it, like if there's fundamental like really big red flag differences between, you know, like in a relationship, like we were saying, you know, we're kind of long-term people. If there's like a really big red flag relationship, I think it's better to end things when you find that out.
Yeah.
And that's what I would do. And I think like realizing all those red flags and like a series of relationships, like it just like the contrast. And like, I, you know, I would always go to you for advice, and it just made me realize that like, how well we get along together. Yeah.
How much on the same page we were.
How much on the same page we were. Like, and I think one of the little moments that I realized that was like, we were both back on campus early. You, because you were like an RA or, I forget the
hall initial. Manager. Hall, or yeah, hall like manager. That.
And I was there because I was working on the school paper that semester. And so.
It sounds so like. College-y.
I know. On the school paper. I was doing ads in the school paper. And but we were both back on campus early, and there weren't that many people. And there was like the first like pre-campus event or whatever, where I think they were selling posters or something. Yeah. And we ran into each other for the first time that semester, and you kind of like picked me up and like spun me into a hug, and like I don't know, I just felt like very loved and special, and I don't know. Like, it was just, like, a moment of just, like, I don't know, where I, like, started to, like, see you as more than just a friend. And then that combined with all the other stuff I mentioned.
I like that story. It makes me happy. I love you. I think
I don't even remember what the question was.
One of the first signs when I started realizing, like, that I had feelings for you, I think that I actually, thinking back on it, I do remember one of the things where I'm like, I'm confused. It's when we were watching a movie at your friend's, at our friend's house, and I wanted to sit next to you, and I was very upset that I wasn't sitting next to you. And I'm like, why am I feeling so strongly about this?
I remember that too, because I was feeling really upset too. And it's so funny because we were watching Avatar: The Last Airbender, and there's an episode where recently.
We were watching it. I was like, I thought we were watching like Tron or something like that.
Yeah, we're watching some movie. But recently we were watching Avatar: The Last Airbender, and there's an episode where they're all watching a play together. And I'm not going to say character names because haven't watched it, I don't want to like give stuff away. But one character has feelings for another character, but the third character like sat in between them. He was like, can we switch seats? And you know, they were like, no, why?
You want to sit next to
It's hard not to like say names.
Yeah.
Good story.
Good story.
Anyway, but it reminded me of that. When we just wanted to like sit next to each other all the time.
I like it. Okay. The coworkers are interesting, but not that deeply personal. The coworkers, like, and it makes sense that you wouldn't go that deeply personal with the coworkers. But what do you think are my top three priorities right now?
Not burning out.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
this is interesting because I have some thoughts on this.
Okay. Some of these can kind of be like, I don't know if they would be separate or considered combined. Cause like under not burning out, I kind of include like not getting too overwhelmed, being happy. Like,
yeah, I think that all falls under that.
Yeah. I think one of your priorities that you would want to do more of, but you're not, is better staying in touch with family and friends.
Mm. Yeah, I would want to do that. It's interesting because like this is like the work one, but that is a top priority.
Maybe these coworkers know each other well. Otherwise, they wouldn't be playing this game. It didn't say work priorities.
Oh yeah, it my just top, said top three priorities, priorities right now.
Right now. Yeah. Yeah. I think the other is just like like, in general, being happy with life and finding out, like, the best ways to be, to, like, maximize happiness.
I think about that all the time.
I know.
And I'm like reading a book, and I like always try to like analyze, like, what is it about this book that I like? What is it about these characters that I like? What is it about the way they're living their life that I like or dislike? I think about like the best way to live life a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like my number one biggest priority in a way, like figuring out life.
Yeah.
I think that's a big priority for a lot of people.
And the other two things are like kind of wrapped up into that.
Yeah, wrapped up into that. I think interestingly for my top three priorities for work right now, because that's where I kind of went with it. But I think that one thing that is a bigger priority for me than it is for you is to like explore and understand the full scope of our work as soon as possible. That's always been like a push of mine that I've been like dragging you along with me in a way, like starting new things and like, let's do a garage stream. Let's do like, you know, art streams. And let's like, so like, you know, the whole push into gaming podcast was together, but like I was the one that pushed us to like do garage streams as early as possible, like, you know, to kind of use some of the momentum from the underwater stream to kind of explore new possibilities and new content types. So
even though we had done it a long time ago, it's very different now than when we our first couple attempts.
Yeah. So that's kind of been the big priority for me, because like in a way, you know, knowing what we're leaving on the table and how valuable it is has been a big priority for me, because that stresses me out in a way.
Yeah, feeling like there might be like stuff we're leaving on the table.
Being overworked stresses me out, and deadlines approaching and lots of work and everything stressed me out some. But also it's like knowing that like we're spending our time in the maybe not the most efficient mix and everything, because we haven't explored this or that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's always been like a big priority for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because like I get that feeling sometimes when it comes to like second channel type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes the reason why, like the reason we didn't post on the second channel for so long, and we have started posting some things there now, but the reason we didn't for so long is because we had this conundrum of like, well, you know, how do we determine what goes on the second channel versus what goes on the main channel? Because I wanted to try branching out into other types of videos. So like the first time we did a Bob Ross video, that was really big branching out, like doing painting on a, you know, maker channel.
Yeah.
Or like the cooking video we did recently, which, it's going to be another one soon.
Yeah.
Like the first time we did soap making, like,
and I think it's now for me, like, and I think that we've talked about this some, so correct me if I'm wrong, but like part of the reason why it's hard to know where that line is because that line has been growing on the main channel, and we don't want to start a series or start making a certain type of content on the second channel when eventually it would fit on the first channel.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. So like there's some things where it's like very easy to decide if it would go on the second channel or the main channel. But then a lot of things, like cooking was originally going to be on the second channel, and then I edited the video, and we were like, oh, this is good. Maybe we'll just put it on the main.
I'm so glad we did.
Yeah, I'm really glad we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, let's do another dating one.
Oh, we might need to wrap up after this one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we'll do one last one.
Okay.
How do you know when I'm really smiling?
Because you're not a good actor and your smiles are real.
Okay, that's easy. For me, it's when it hits your eyes.
Oh yeah, I get squinty eyes.
Yeah, like not that either of us really like fake smile much or anything. Like I think that there are some like polite smiles that we'll do, like if we're out and about or we're like tired and they're polite smiles of like saying like, hi, I'm friendly.
Yeah. Or that we're like having a sponsor call or like video call or something.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah. Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But it's like when it reaches your eyes for you.
Yeah.
All right. That's fun. I liked this game.
Me too. It was fun. I want to play more.
This was really, really fun. The time flew by way faster than I thought. This is like one of the fastest podcasts that I've experienced.
I know. And again, it's theskindeep.com is a website. Yeah. The card game, I think it's just called like The And.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of excited too, because we even have a family edition and a strangers edition.
Oh my gosh, we
have
so many.
Even more, and we haven't even scratched the surface of this.
No.
Like, this is like, this is cool stuff.
Yeah, it leads to really interesting conversations, yeah. I think.
Oh, also, I'm curious to get y'all's opinions. I'm guessing that I know what people's favorites are going to be. Did you like the coworkers, the friends, the dating, or the long-term couples?
It might be kind of hard to keep track of what was what because we switched around.
Oh, yeah, so. We switched around a lot.
So if you can't
maybe we'll distinguish that better in the future. That was my bad, probably.
Yeah, it's fine. I think it's just hard to, it's kind of hard to keep track.
It was fun to have the mix, though. You know, the coworkers, because so much of the coworkers touches on our relationship in a way, and that's our life. So the coworkers are like life and relationship. Friends.
Honestly, they could all be the same deck. I think they're all like.
For us? No, I'll say the coworkers wasn't as like deep. Like one of the upcoming ones that I'm not even going to do. Do your best impression of me dancing. Yep. We both have pretty goofy dances.
Yeah, we have a lot. That was one of many.
Sorry for those of you guys who are just listening. You missed the epic dance party.
If only this was a more full camera, then we could do even more moves.
Oh, more moves. Oh, yeah.
Are you ready for the thing of the week?
Let's do thing of the week. All right. So the thing of the week has a theme today. They're both things that we have received in the mail, and they're both super cool. Can you pass me the branding iron?
Yes.
We got an epic supervisor in space branding iron from Design the Everything. And it's so cool.
It's so cool. Design the Everything.
Yeah.
And you can find them on Instagram. They also have a website. Here's a sticker.
Yeah. So that's just really cool. Yeah, I'm really excited to use this on a piece of furniture.
And it's a supervisor approved on the supervisor side. Supervisor approved. So it's like supervisor in space. And then supervisor approved.
You can finally like legitimately supervisor approved things.
I know. I'm so excited. It's really cool.
It was very thoughtful. I thought it was neat because like they really understood our brand.
Yes. We're just supervisors.
And that's pretty great. That was nice.
Well, and Design the Everything has like been with us on Twitch for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we really appreciate it. If you're listening, thank you.
Thank you.
And if you're someone else and you're watching, check out their work.
Yeah.
On Instagram. We'll have a link.
Yeah, it's very cool. And our next thing is slightly bigger.
Okay, it's heavy.
Hold on. It's cool. So it's from our friend Sean Hogan. We first, I think, heard about him from Jimmy?
Jimmy Duresta. Yeah, well, because Sean has a YouTube channel where he makes music using noises. I guess it would be like a good broad summary. And so, you know, he'll have like, he'll use like the sounds of water droplets to make a song, or like all cat sounds to make a song.
Yeah.
And,
we collaborated with him for that one.
Not for cat sounds, for workshop sounds.
Oh, we did workshop sounds. Oh no, but didn't we, send him
cat sounds? Oh, we did send him cat sounds
it's like,
for something.
Nyan Cat using cat sounds.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we sent
supervisor clips to Sean, and he made Nyan Cat from the supervisor.
Yeah, and we did a collaboration a long, long time ago where he made music using sounds from our workshop.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Sean Hogan is the channel name, but he sent us this really cool speaker.
Guys, look at this. The power switch
is a key.
Is a key.
How cool is that? Oh, here.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, so it's a little Bluetooth speaker. It's got awesome knobs. It's all the box is all wood. It's got like finger joints along the sides. Yeah. It's just so cool looking.
So yeah, he made speakers for a while under the name Retro Blue, but I think that his primary focus these days is his YouTube channel.
Yeah. I don't think they're doing the speakers as like a company anymore, but. He just sent this to us,
that's very sweet.
Randomly. It was super sweet.
Yeah.
You know, and we chat with Sean a decent amount over email. We're always keeping in touch and stuff. He was one of the first like other YouTubers that we started talking to.
Yeah.
And we both were around the same size, and we both kind of grown at a similar pace. And it's been interesting. Like, he came over and we went to tacos. We went to Torchy's and had tacos and stuff. Like, back when we had a few dozen thousand subs.
Because YouTubing is confusing, and it's sometimes nice to just.
hang out with someone else who does it.
Hang out with someone else who does it and understands all of the stuff that is hard to talk about publicly at times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we love our gifts. We thought this would be like a fun opportunity to shout them both out. We'll have links in the description.
Yeah. Well, and make sure that you guys are following the podcast to catch the next episode of Evan and Caitlin podcast. And we really appreciate all the reviews that you guys have been leaving.
Thank you. Wherever you
can leave reviews. I know the podcast world is kind of confusing at times, but I think it's just so fun that like the Evan and Caitlin podcast is like well rated and is in the charts. And like,
someone might stumble upon us.
It's a great prank for people who just like tune in and they're like, what?
Yeah, people don't know who we are and they just find us out in the ranks.
Yeah.
And that's
like,
great.
Like our podcast has no meaningful like description that comes from the podcast. It just says Evan and Caitlin podcast.
So that's like, it. Why does just these two people have a podcast?
It's not like
they'll find it.
Couples therapy, or it's not like business or like YouTube insider or something like that. Nothing descriptive. It's just the two of us.
We're gonna keep it that way.
We're gonna keep it that way. But thanks for listening in as always, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
That was good. That was a fun one.
That was fun.